Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators, or morning if you're on the West Coast like some of us are. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so happy that you are all here with me today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you today with a dear friend of mine. I'm thrilled to introduce her to you in just a moment. But first, of course, we have my little section from my book, Everyday Awakening, which you can always find at everydayawakeningbook.com. So this section is entitled, True Connection is About Presence. This is a really important topic, so I want you all to really listen closely to this. Connection is not just about mutual interests, although that's a part of it. Connection is not just about common beliefs, although that's a part of it. Connection is not just about shared experiences, although that's a part of it. Connection involves a deeper, more primal bonding. Does the other person feel safe to us? Can he protect me? Can she support me? Can we work together? Can I trust them? Will they keep up their end of the bargain? Do they accept me for who I am? Can I accept them for who they are? Can we truly be present for each other? That's a big one. Can we just be present with another person without judgment or expectation? When we can do that, we have true connection. When we can just sit in someone's presence and be comfortable without having to do or say anything, that's real connection. When we can just simply be with another human being, that's connection. How do we get to that point? By just simply being with ourselves. Being present with ourselves without judgment or expectation. Then we can include someone else. Then we can truly be present and connected with someone else. Then we have the capacity to maintain, encourage, and grow the connection. How connected are you with yourself? How connected are you with others? This is really important. And my loyal listeners know that I've talked a lot over the years about presence on my show. And the reason why, to me, presence is such an important topic, and this is something that I've learned over the last 8 years of my life, doing the shamanic work that I do, and really doing a lot of deep inner work myself, is first of all, when I started to experience real presence, I was amazed at how not present I was. Most of us are running around and we don't even realize how much we're not here. We're not here in this moment. We're busy worrying about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. What do I got to do later today? And oh, I forgot to call this person back. And we're constantly taking ourselves out of presence. And it was really a big aha moment for me, a big revelation when I realized, you know, I often don't feel safe enough to be present. And then I realized, because I wanted to be present, because I saw the beauty and the opportunity of being present with people and having that real connection and really, you know, bonding with people, I wanted more of that. And so then I had to learn, well, what does it take to get to that place? And in doing my own inner work, it really was about being present with myself. We all have these traumas and these things that have happened to us in our lives, and we make all kinds of stories about them, and they affect us in all kinds of different ways. And most of the time, we're not even aware of how they're affecting us. So when we sit with ourselves, when we do our own deep inner work, and it doesn't matter what kind of deep inner work, doesn't matter whether it's therapy, whether it's meditation practices, shamanic work, plant medicine work, whatever kind of process you use for your deep inner work, when we really dig in and we start unraveling and unwinding these knots that we've tied ourselves into over the years, as we unravel them, as we unwind them, then it's just like we breathe this sigh of relief. It's like, and it's just getting to that point where it's okay to be who we are. I mean, for me, that was just such a big revelation that it's okay to be me. And it really shocked me how, when I learned to just be present with who I am, be present with how I was, what I was feeling, be present to just what was going on around me, that I was able to be so much more present with the person with me. I was able to feel them so much more. And look, this is by no means am I saying that like I have the ultimate presence. No, I mean, I know people who are so much more present than I am. I just know that I'm a lot more present than I used to be. And that's the key. And that's the direction I'm moving in. And that's what I'm really hoping and encouraging all you listeners to just find a practice that helps you to be more present with yourself, with what's going on inside, with how you're feeling in your heart, in your body, in your mind, and your spirit. To really learn to notice the subtleties, to notice where do you take yourself out of presence? What are those things that pull you out? And see if you can make those okay. Maybe follow the breadcrumbs and say, like, why am I not being present in this moment? What about what's going on right here, right now is uncomfortable for me, makes me want to go somewhere else. That can be a really exquisite, exquisite goal for doing the deeper inner work. So that's the section from my book. It's called True Connection. It's about presence, about halfway through the book. Remember, you can always get it at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. All right. I think that's a wonderful thing to help set the stage for me to welcome to the show, my dear friend, an amazing social media and marketing strategist, a certified hypnotherapist, a master leadership coach, a speaker, and a fellow best-selling author, Laura Rubenstein. Laura fuels entrepreneurs' visions through profit-generating strategies. Her influencer marketing platform, her blog, and her boutique marketing agency at transformtoday.com. As a feminine power mentor for women visionaries and thought leaders, she facilitates retreats and the Ignite Your Feminine Soul program. She is the creator of the Feminine Power Cards, which is endorsed by John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, a very famous author, which offers practical tools that offer guidance, inspiration, and coaching to make profound shifts in their relationships and professional life. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Laura.
I'm glad to be here, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so thrilled that you had the time and we could do this today. So I'm just curious, we just got a few minutes before break. How did somebody who runs a digital marketing agency and such a successful social media marketing strategist, how did you get to into this whole thing of creating a feminine power card deck and working with women on their feminine power?
Well, I have a secret for you. Not such a big secret now, but the feminine power work was before my digital marketing agency work. Ah. So, you know, I was ignorant about the feminine until I was about 31 years old. But when I found it, I started exploring it. I embraced it. I wanted to embody it. My entire life changed and it became a passion project of mine. And it's always been in the background ever since. And I've been on various interviews since I came out with the deck in 2007. But
wait, 2007 you came out with the
deck? I came out with the deck in 2007. Oh. But now I'm circling back to it because, so, you know, I was studying the feminine back in 1999. And it wasn't, there wasn't many people doing that, many women talking about it. And when I heard, of all places, I heard a woman get on stage at a networking event. She had her 30-second talk and she said, feminine power is the most powerful form of energy there is. I was hooked. I got curious. I was like, I don't know what she just said, but I think it's key for me right now in my life. I was at a turning point where I was kicked out of a job and a relationship on the same day.
Oh, wow.
Both were long term.
Wow.
And it was kind of like the universe saying, something's got to change here. And I also noticed a lot of other people getting shift. The world was shifting. Yeah. And so when I met this woman, it was just like, it was awesome because up until I was miserable before I started that journey and I didn't know why. I mean, I had a great relationship. I had a great guy. And I did self-help programs and did therapy, but nothing gave me answers. You know? And I started on this path and it was a lot of what you were talking about today with your chapter, connecting to myself, being learning to be present, acceptance. There's so much that I didn't know I was blind to that was sabotaging my happiness because of the paradigm I grew up in, which was you can be anything, go out there, conquer the world, right? And I love that. I'm not discounting that at all, but I wasn't bringing in anything else about my joy, my heart, my passion. I was just, my inner critic was running the show. That had to change.
So would you say that you were more in your masculine energy, more in your masculine side than your feminine side when all this started like coming to you and being
because I when my mentor asked me what does feminine mean to you, it meant Laura Ashley Prince and I don't like them. So I must not be feminine. And then I started understanding this energy within me that's always been there, multitasking, creative thinking, out of the box, being able to see things that others don't, feeling things. And I'm like, oh, own it, baby. You know, it's like, what is it? Wow. Oh, there's this like, this thing that I've just been kind of like, no, you know, it's bad to multitask. It's bad to this. It's bad. You know, you can't trust your, you know, what is that? That, you know, intuition. Subtle feeling. And then I owned it and I, you know, things started manifesting with ease. I had so much more joy. I was able to connect. I was able to, it wasn't even safe to like express to little children, like play with them in baby voice, you know, that wasn't okay for me at the time. And it was there. It was just like, you don't do that when you're masculine, right? Like I didn't have that. I didn't even have that word, right?
Right.
But that's what it was. And then I was like, let me play with every part of myself. And so when I started on this journey, I started writing down the principles that I was learning to embrace. And I wrote them on index cards. And when I'd be in a stuck place or I'd find myself a little down or sad or melancholy, I would go through this or struggling with how do I resolve this and get back to joy. I'd go through my little index cards and go like, oh, I need to breathe. I'm being hard on myself. I need to, it would just bring me back to staying with something I've been so used to pushing away. Right. And that's where the feminine power cards came out. They were really for me, you know.
Gotcha. Right. We teach what we need to learn. Right.
Yeah. But then I remembered, you know, I was in corporate early on in my career and I was like, wow, if I just had a deck of cards in my desk that I could just flip through and bring me back to a centered place, you know, back in, I'm going to use the word loosely, balance, back to me, that would be so healing. It would be such a good tool to have. So I created them. I did it as, you know, and I did it a couple of years into my marriage. So it was like 7 years on my journey, you know, studying the feminine, embracing the feminine, and then working with others and actually teaching others and transforming my own life. Once I found it, started exploring it, I just, you know, you said like, watch your life, you know, be present with your life. I can watch things now unravel and notice the perfection and the beauty of it all, you know, but it totally changed.
And all right, great.
You know,
let's hold it there. We need to take a break. Also, I just want to see, I see that Sanaya and William, two of our loyal listeners are tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how using the cards and how like just being more conscious of sort of the feminine, how that's really supported you since that time. And what have you noticed in terms of people you work with? What has shifted between then and now when it comes to talking about the feminine and the masculine? Okay.
Sure.
Excellent. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook on the Facebook Live. And we will be right back with my guest, Laura Rubenstein, after these messages.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Laura, you've been working with this idea of sort of feminine energy, feminine, the divine feminine or feminine power. What has sort of shifted to you? Like if you looked the way you are today versus where you were before you created the deck, what's the difference? What would people, you know, what if, you know, you had an old friend who knew you back then that you haven't seen in a while and then they meet you today, what would they say is different about you?
Well, I'll tell you what somebody told me was different. And she said, when I first met you and you came into this class that I was in, she said, you were like the ice queen.
Ooh.
And I was like mortified.
Wow.
And that was actually the class that I was learning about feminine energy. And I was like, oh, I've come a long way, you know, and, you know, I grew up on the East Coast, rough around the edges, though I did go to the South for school. So I got a little more socialization, but when I did all my feminine work, I could soften, I could relax. And you were talking about it in your chapter that you read, that when you become present and accept who you are, the whips and chains on myself went away, and they allowed me to take them away on everybody else too. Like if I'm going to be hard on myself, I'm likely hard on other people, right?
Right.
Especially in more intimate relationships. So that's probably the biggest thing. I softened. And then I remember being in another self-help program and somebody said to me, Laura, your power is in your softness. And then I knew I had arrived, because if she saw that, and she also saw that I was hiding behind my power suits, you know, she's like, let's put a scarf around you. Let's lighten up your hair. Let's, you know, take off the padded shoulder pads at the time, you know, let's just, you know, you can shift worlds with your softness.
I'm curious, because as you mentioned, like back then when you first started working on this, it wasn't the idea of like the feminine coming into the conversation wasn't really very widely used. I mean, yeah, John Gray had come out with his book. There were a couple of authors or a couple of books about it, but it wasn't really in the conversation, the general conversation, as much as it is today. What have you seen in working with fellow women, specifically like professional business women? What have you seen as the difference over the years?
A willingness to embrace their nurturing and intuitive side, bringing that fully, owning it. However, we're not fully there, because a lot of the women today are saying to me, I want to be taken seriously. I don't want to be seen as weak. So how that we're still wondering, how can we, I know I love my feminine side. I love that, you know, that we're in the conversation now. Before we were like infants. Now we're somewhere between toddlers and elementary school, you know, preschool type of thing. So it's like, we've gotten a facility with it. We are starting to feel it out and express it in the world, but we hold back because we're not sure the world is ready for it, right? Or we can handle what happens, or we're going to be as effective. We're still at the effect of the value in the culture of this highly masculine forward paradigm.
Right. And there are even women who are still perpetuating it. And I think of, I haven't read the book myself. I think it was Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, where I've heard some women sort of criticize it a little bit, where a lot of the things that she talks about in the book is actually encouraging women to be more masculine in a way when you're in the corporate environment, which in some ways I understand is necessary because of the environment, but the point is to try and change that, right?
The point is, and if we all can embody this, we'll see a massive shift in our world for the better, which is allow your feminine to be the wise guide. And then allow the masculine to take heed of what the feminine's wisdom is and put it into action.
Right.
When we come into concert with our energies, and we use them in a way that really doesn't stress us out, but it creates flow, it creates magnetism, it creates love, it creates harmony, it creates creativity. It is creative. Mm-hmm. We will see such harmony come. We will see the shift. That is where my vision is. I see that coming. So it's not that we just have to bring in the feminine. We have to, you know, understand how they best play. And absolutely, there's a place for the masculine. This is not about replacing it. This is about leveraging, you know, leveraging both of them. When I talk in masculine terms, it's like, this is good for everyone. I like to say, why wouldn't every male person on this planet who's in their masculine be a feminist?
Right.
Because when you're in harmony with that feminine energy in your life is superb. It is heaven on earth. So why wouldn't you want that?
and it's interesting because before you even said this, William on the Facebook Live said, how will the feminine help a man improve? Right. And it's so the same dynamic. It's like knowing when is appropriate to embody what side of ourselves, because we all have masculine and feminine within us, don't
we? Absolutely.
Right. And so, you know, people talk about balance, and I tend to think of it more as harmony of getting the two sides to work together, because sometimes whether you're a man or a woman, you might be in a certain situation where you do need to be more in the masculine energy. You know, something that does need to get done and you need to be the one to do it. But there are times when it's more important to be in the feminine side, a little more passive, maybe relaxing or connecting with people, what have you. And it's not about one is better than the other, but it's just there are different situations where one type of energy might be more appropriate mm-hmm. than the other.
And if you think of it as a continuum, like feminine, masculine, feminine, whatever, on either side, and you're constantly, you know, a little like sliding piece on that continuum in your daily life.
Right.
And as you notice it, like you said, be aware of where you're at, go deep. Is this the best harmony for you right now? Is this location, this place you're putting your energies, the right spot for you right now for the harmony you want, or the joy you want, or the peace you want? And if not, do you need to soften? Do you need to energize, beef up the muscles, get feeling stronger in your body, stronger in your command of, you know, your team, whatever. But do you have to listen and sit back because things are too intense? You know, like you just constantly slide with this so that you can, it's like a wave, moving with the wave of life. There's nothing wrong with the masculine, but when we do something too much and we don't bring in anything else that's available and can make it juicier, make it life easier, you get stressed. We have a world that doesn't work. It's overdone.
Right. And I also just want the audience to be aware, this isn't just talking about people who identify as a man or a woman, or is born a man or a woman. It doesn't matter whether you're binary, non-binary, trans, or LGBTQ plus, whatever. It's these energies exist within all of us. It doesn't matter what our appearance, what our orientation, what any of that is, because this is talking about archetypal fundamental energies within ourselves.
Yes, I agree completely.
Awesome. Okay. I see Patty also checking in, loyal listener Patty from Illinois this time. I don't know, Patty, you're always going all over the place. Girl power. She says, my daughter taught her daughter to be strong before she left this space. Sorry to hear that she left, but I hope your granddaughter will learn better. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Laura, I'm curious about, you had said early on that this is something you had developed a long time ago. And why has it come back around now? Why have you decided with all the other amazing things that you do, like helping certain authors get their book published and getting us to number one, thank you very much. Why this is coming back around for you, and why have you decided to focus on this more now, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Laura Rubenstein, and we will be right back after these messages.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I just want to give a shout out to loyal listener William. And he says, I like the word harmony. You said what I was thinking. I guess I wanted validation of my thoughts. You're quite welcome, William. So Laura, what brought this back around? I mean, you said you had created this deck back in 2007. I mean, that was like 15 years ago. What has kind of brought this for you lately front and center? And why are you focusing so much on this now?
Well, it's always been with me, right? It's kind of been my little secret tool. And I've been doing things here and there with it, but I am feeling the pull within me to go deeper myself, to come out of the preschool and go into elementary school now, right? And I don't want to do it alone. I find that a lot of women are talking about the feminine now, but we're doing it in silos, you know?
Right.
And I'd love to connect with the other women leaders. So now that other people are talking about it, let's just get on a base, you know, have a baseline conversation and come together and embody the feminine like never before. Like, let's go explore it, because there are those questions out there. We have to stop siloing, get out of our silos, come together, because that's what we women love to do. We love to do use that power of connection, be present with each other, provide that safe space to let our hair down, to practice, explore, expand, just embrace, nurture each other. Like, where is the feminine leader getting nurtured now? A lot of us, you know, we'll take ourselves to the spa, we'll do our meditation practice, and yet we still feel something's missing in our nurturing, and it's that connection, right? And when women tap into our fuller feminine essence, and I'm mostly working with women, and that's just because I'm the orientation I am, and the power we have we need to heal. There's, you know, it's more and more anxious world, and we have to learn to become a peaceful presence in the face of that. And I believe it's only going to happen together.
And have you seen sort of a shift over the last couple of years? So many things have changed in the world over the last couple of years. Have you seen a shift in how women are responding to your message in just the last couple of years?
I think it's more commonplace to talk about it. Like, before, I really had to justify, really explain why we need this feminine. And everybody's like, yes, we need it. Yes. And in fact, I was just at a women's meeting last week, and one woman who has been in law enforcement for most of her career said, the world's got to change, and women are the ones, we're going to do it. And then I turned to her and I said, you know, being a sister leader, how? Right? Because I don't have the answers. I know it's possible too, but I was letting my hair down, and she goes, I don't know, but we are the ones. And I go, I know. So that's why I want to come together, because something's going to emerge, and it's not going to emerge from our masculine just thinking it through.
Right.
We got to be it through. We got to feel it through. And it's going to emerge in a way that we can't even conceive of right now.
Right. Well, what do you think is the challenge for women to come together behind these kinds of principles? What is it that, like, kind of has kept it from happening so far? Let me put it that way.
I think it's our highly masculinized world and values. And we have to, you know, we're the breadwinners a lot of times. We're the ones who have to get stuff done. And we're so masterful in our masculine that letting in something else is at times uncertain. Sometimes we're really good at the masculine in our work. Sometimes we're really good at it in our relationships. And then we're good at the feminine in our work or in our relationships. We haven't done that sliding, harmonizing in both. So we're learning about it. We just haven't figured it out. And we're still in a paradigm that is affirming, keeping that masculine front and center instead of in harmony with feminine energy. And so we're just not, it's like a blind spot right now.
That's my
opinion. And I am open to hearing what else is going on, because I feel like I'm a little bit like, this is the peephole I can see that answer through. There's probably a whole bigger answer to it. I don't purport to know the answers of the workings of the universe.
Right. You know, one of the things is interesting what you say, because of the principles that sort of society is organized around.
Yes.
And my teacher, Armand, once said that, you know, society is sort of organized around the principle of power and influence and money. But he says it doesn't have to be that way. It, actually, if you organize around the principle of presence and connection, we would have a totally different value system. And him coming from, as a small child from a village in Peru, there were different principles around. So it doesn't have to be this way. And I think because we're so inculcated into this this way of thinking and this way of being from the time that we're born, we think like, well, this is the only way it can be because it's the way it's been for thousands of years. However, you know, there are lots of evidence of cultures hundreds, thousands of years ago that were much more matriarchal, that actually were much more in touch with that archetypal feminine in the tribe.
Agreed. I mean, if I could have the experience of immersing myself in that Peruvian paradigm that you're talking about, and that's what I want to do. I want to bring women together because we each have maybe little pieces of that and examples of that in our life. It's not that it's totally missing, but I may have it in one area and another woman may have it in another area. Another person, I'm open to men, may have it in another, but I want to come together and piece them together and like embody, just like I had to, how I had to do in the beginning. I have to, in order to embody it, I have to be given some awareness of it.
Right.
And I can meditate till the cows come home and I may not get that awareness because that may not be in my come through. Right.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I love the shamanic work that I do, because I've seen women really transform doing this work where they learn to embody their feminine presence in such a way that it's totally feminine, but very, very powerful. And it's really something beautiful to behold.
And I think you just hit on something. The power of the feminine. This is what the woman said to me 20 whatever years ago, to me when she stood in front of the room. The most powerful energy we have is feminine power. And I wanted to understand why. I was open to it. It's not weak. It's nothing to do with weak. It takes courage to be vulnerable. It takes immense strength to go deep, like you said, to listen to intuition, and then to direct your masculine to do that.
Well, if you look at some of the ancient archetypes, I mean, look at Kali, right? Kali is the Hindu goddess. She's the goddess of life and death. Because when you think about it, I mean, look, I don't care what you say, women are still the child bearers. Women are the people who give birth to life. Right.
And that's magical. That's a powerful thing.
That is more powerful than anything else in this world. I'm curious. We have just a couple of minutes before we go to break, but you like to work specifically with women leaders.
I do.
And I'm curious, like, what's the biggest challenge in getting women leaders to really not just understand what you're talking about, but really embody this idea of feminine power?
Likely, you know, like I haven't really sat with this for long, but likely it's the fear within of letting go of the paradigm they're currently working in. And so there's nothing wrong with it, but when they're ready to have more access to more of what they want, my invitation is to explore and embody the feminine in whatever way that means for you. You know, everybody's definition of feminine is going to be different, and to start where you're at, you know, but the challenge is internal and external. It's what we know, and we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And we haven't thought it through. We haven't been presence to this. We don't have enough women role models who are leading in their feminine.
Right, right.
And because that's why I work with women leaders.
Most of the women who are out there, who are famous, who are in the media and stuff, they tend to be very masculine women leaders, aren't they?
A lot of them are. And there are a few emerging, you know, and there are a few who have passed that we can look to. I mean, I look at Mother Teresa or Princess Diana. You know, right. Too, and they could pick up the phone to any world leader if they wanted to.
Right.
They could raise money, millions, without having a dime in their bank account.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they were always taken care of. You know, it's just there's totally like when you think about that, you're like, huh, you're right. There is another paradigm.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you know, you mentioned Mother Teresa. It just kind of reminds me of that quote from the Dalai Lama, or attributed to the Dalai Lama, who said that the world will be saved by the Western woman.
Yes.
And you know, I think it's something that we can all be much more present to, is the fact that here in the West, we live a very privileged life compared to majority of people on this planet. And we have the ability to really shape and change things, regardless of what seems to be going on around the world. And it's really up to us to set the example and to really make a stand for these ideas that we know are so important and really need to get out there. All right, it's time for us to take our last break. I mean, the time flies so much, so quickly when we're having fun. When we come back, maybe you can pick a card for us, give people an idea of the cards, and maybe let's just talk about what are some things that, some tools for women leaders who are listening, of what can they do to be more in their feminine power, and how to recognize when they're not in their feminine power, okay?
You got it.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Laura Rubenstein, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Okay, Laura, did you pick a card for us, for our audience?
I did.
Which
my
one?
Deck you... here. And okay. Drum roll, please. So this is the cards, first of all, are designed in two ways, or they're designed with two sides that do different things. The principle is on the pink side, and on the multicolored side is the practice. So these are feminine power principles and practices. So the principle today I chose, that chose us, is allow the process to be the process. Mm. Sometimes logic and strategy are ineffective. So sometimes they have to just allow, right? This is the concept of allowing. So the practices in the cards, we have three different types. One is something to do, and that's what this is, with the star indicated at the bottom. Sometimes it's an affirmation, and sometimes it's a contemplation or journaling question. So the practice is quiet your mind, place your attention on your feelings, And instead of making something happen, allow for something to emerge. Using the power of your body wisdom and your inner wisdom is about allowing the process to be the process. And I think that is a message for me as an answer to a question you said, how are we going to get where we're going to go? What is this? We've got to allow the process to be the process. We have to quiet and allow for something to emerge. There's this allowance. We're too trying to force and, you know, square peg, round hole, whatever. We have to let go a little bit and
trust, right?
Trust. The trust is big. Trust the universe. Trust yourself. And stay awake. Stay awake to.
What do you mean by that?
To yourself, mostly. So the part in here that says place your attention on your feelings. I think we are so used to numbing out our feelings.
Right.
Keeping ourselves busy, going shopping, trying to go to the next whatever event because we're so tired of being cooped up, or, you know, drinking, whatever it is, eating just to avoid feeling. I'm not saying don't do any of those things. I'm just saying notice what you're feeling in every or any given moment, because our feelings, our emotions, I know some people distinguish them, but I'm not distinguishing it right now. Use the word that works for you. They are wisdom messages from our soul. And when we push them aside, we are dissing our soul. And they're the answer. They're the gold. They're going to guide us. They're going to allow something to emerge. I can't tell you how many times when I've stopped judging myself, when I've stopped pushing through, when I've stopped avoiding or keeping myself busy, boom, my whole world changed.
Absolutely.
A solution arrived. Somebody else did it for me. The world changed. You know, it's like, let it go, people. Let it go and let it allow. Let it flow.
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how many times over the last 12 years that me and my wife have been running the wellness center in the station, that when we would go away on vacation after maybe having not taken a vacation for a while, how when we came back, like something happened that we'd been waiting for, or that we didn't even expect, that just like took us to the next level. And it's so funny how when we get out of our own way and just allow life to happen, it completely supports us, doesn't it?
Yes. And we allow something greater to come in, and we don't have to be the master of the universe, right? And control everything. In fact, you know, a lot of times I'll talk myself off the ledge of dreaming to do that and say, please just resolve this for my highest good. Allow this to be resolved for my highest good. And then I can let it go. You know, a lot of people say, let go, let God, that kind of thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's a good reminder for me today too. So I appreciate that opportunity to do that.
Great. No, thank you. Thank you so much. We just have a few minutes left of the show. I'm just wondering, if you were to talk to women leaders, like right now, what one piece of advice would you want to give them that we haven't already said on the show? Like, what's one thing you want women leaders to know, that can support them into accepting that feminine presence, their own feminine presence more?
Men love a woman in her feminine essence. Because we haven't talked about that. Yeah. You know, like we're talking that, or the masculine loves the feminine. The healthy, honorable masculine adores and embraces and wants to see her light. Not only that, this masculine needs that light. Our world needs our light.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to cultivate it.
Right. Okay. So the card deck is out, and where can people find it?
At femininepowercards.com.
Ooh, nice and simple. I like
nice
that.
Femininepowercards.com.
Feminine power cards.
Dot com.
And so what else are you doing around this? I mean, besides the card deck and stuff, what else are you doing to help women in this way?
I'm creating the space and place. Well, not a physical, like we'll come together in a physical place, but it's called the Ignite Your Feminine Soul Retreat and Program. And it's really for women leaders to come together to let their hair down, to come out of the silo, not stop, but come out of the silo and join our energies, boost each other's, you know, give each other a little more fuel, a little more nurturing, know that we're not alone. And so it'll be a 6-week process virtually, and then come together for a weekend of connection in person at a retreat space. And that will probably be the first retreat will happen later this year.
Okay, great. And so if people want to connect with you or learn more about the retreat, where can they go? Where's the best place for them to find you?
They should email me at laura@transformtoday.com, because right now the website is not up, but it will be. laura@transformtoday.com. And grab a deck of feminine power cards, start your own journey, you know, continue your journey. You're probably on the journey at this point. You know, have a little extra tool with you.
Mm-hmm. And so besides the retreat program, is there anything else we can look forward to in the future around this from you?
Just more. Yes. I'm going to be having a podcast called The Feminine Pulse.
Ah.
I'm doing that with Asma Metcal, and we will be putting that out too together, because she does, and she's a woman feminine leader, you know, who talks about getting into the flow and as well. So I'm looking forward to the podcast airing. We've already got some in the can, so to speak. So it's going to be coming out also.
About when do you think? In July?
Probably in the fall.
In the fall?
Yeah.
In the fall of 2020.
We're doing it very feminine, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes the feminine happens super fast, mm-hmm. and sometimes you just have to allow it to emerge as it's going to be.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to come on my show today. It's been a pleasure having you on. And, you know, we've known each other for quite a while now. And I'm just thrilled to see you doing this work. And I highly, highly recommend people to reach out to you. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And you take care. And thank you, my loyal listeners, as always, for tuning in. Without you, there's no show. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And you can catch the Conscious Consultant Hour on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere. And I think I don't know how many episodes I have up yet, but it's getting close to 400. So I don't have all my episodes up there, but I have a lot of episodes up. So you may want to go back in the archive, see some of the old ones. I've had Laura come on the show before when we talked about my book, Everyday Awakening. She's the primary force that helped me to get it out there. So she's wonderful at what she does. So definitely check her out at www.transformtoday.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, later today, we have Frank Harrison in his show, Frank About Health. And tomorrow, Friday, we have, of course, Tommy DeMisa with the show Philanthropy in Focus, Stephen Fry, Always Friday, and Joseph McElroy with the show Wise Content Creates Wealth. And then next week, of course, Monday, we kick it off with Graham and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership, followed by The Edge of Every Day with Sandra Bargeman. Thank you all. Everyone, take care. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.